It's Monday morning. My name is Keith Brown Eel. Welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio. This is KKFI's Pledge Drive Week. If you value the information we bring you week after week, now is the time to show your support. So call now, 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. And now for today's show. Kansas City is consistently among the national leaders in the murders per capita year after year. Most of these murders are young black men killing other young black men despite the numerous efforts to stop the killing. Today's host, Melvin Merritt, will be speaking to KCMO's 5th District Councilman, Pastor Michael Brooks, and Pat Clark, President of the Oak Park Neighborhood Association. They will be talking about the Black on Black Crime Summit they are hosting this Friday. There will be no calendar or drug war news this week. Up next is Melvin Merritt with his guests, Pastor Brooks and Pat Clark.
Good morning, Gerald. Good morning. Welcome to a live broadcast of Jaws of Justice. I'm your host, Melvin Merritt. In the studio with me is Mr. Pat Clark. He is the architect of Black on Black Crime Summit. Also with us, going to be with us, but he's running a little late, is City Councilman of the 5th District, Mr. Michael Brooks, Slice Pastor of Zion Grove Missionary Baptist Church. And I'm going to take this time and welcome Mr. Clark to the broadcast. Welcome, Mr. Clark, to this broadcast.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And what we're going to be talking about, our subject matter is black on black crime, and what moved you to initiate such a summit?
Well, I mean, it's no secret in Kansas City that crime is what it is, but black on black crime is something else. You know, the topic of our discussion Friday night is ain't nobody killing us but us. And that's the truth. You know, black on black crime throughout the country, not just Kansas City, is seriously a problem. You know, some of the topics that I touch, like why must I kill my brother? You know, we have brothers, blood brothers, that are shooting their brothers. We just had that situation here in Kansas City last week where one brother shot another brother. And you know, these are the type of things that lead me into doing what I'm doing.
Mm. So who are you going to bring to this summit? And what is going to maybe move the community to maybe think about what we're doing? And especially with the message that needs to get to the young people, because they are the ones that's shooting each other.
I'm asking everyone to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Because this pertains to every black male, every black female, because black folks are killing black folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bad enough to kill anyone, but it's even worse to kill your own people.
Right.
You know, I mean, and understand me when I say this, black on black crime ain't just physical. You know, somebody pulling a trigger, stabbing you with a knife. Black on black crime is being done more ways than one. You know,
mm-hmm.
You could kill a person with your mouth.
Correct.
The things you say, the things you do. You know, it happens every day in the black community. It's happening right now. Somebody's killing me right now,
mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere, you know, or somebody.
So what is initially is the root of this behavior? And, you know, because there's always something that is initiating and the anger that one is turning on themselves. So is it anything like the cause and effect of this?
Well, yeah, there's several things that cause it. I mean, you know, a lot of us come from a poverty-stricken community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no jobs. There's a lot of us don't even have a get up in the morning. You know, there's no reason to get up and do anything. You know, but the fact of the matter is that as a black male, we spend a lot of time blaming everybody else for our misfortunes.
Correct.
And that's a crime. That's a crime, and we take it out on our own people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's a crime. You know.
Now, is this being perpetuated within the family unit, a nucleus, if you will? And is it because of lack of fatherhood in the family, or is it because of what the parents is doing in terms of how they are acting? Because it's almost like it goes back to the point, don't do as I do, but do as I say. But they're not showing what they're not wanting their children to do, but they're doing it. So have you looked into that? And I had another question as well, and maybe you can think about this one too, is the people that you bring into the table. And I know that you've asked everyone.
You just asked me 10 questions in one.
I wanted to answer one at a time. Okay.
You know, first of all, you know, I've had a lot of time to think about this. You know, one thing about it is I've been black all my life. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've never seen it like this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you know, we can holler that we come from dysfunctional families. I think we all do at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Black, white, Puerto Rican, everybody got something going on. But in this situation here, we are dealing with the fact that daddy's not there. Mm-hmm. That has a lot to do with it. You know, later on we're doing Daddy's Day in the Park in September. But right now I want to talk about why. See, when daddy's not there, that has a lot to do with why we're going through what we're going through. Because if you got the right daddy at home, daddy won't allow you to do the things that you're
doing.
You know, you've got stepfathers that have stepped in that have made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these kids are coming from, from loveless homes. I mean, these kids are coming from houses. You know, I say this on this on the radio a lot, that the difference between a house and a home is a house is just a shell.
Mm-hmm.
A home has love,
no
love, discipline,
yeah,
and respect in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we had coming up. But see, that same mama, that same daddy, that same mother and father is not there anymore.
That's
and
right.
I'm so tired of people telling me that it takes a village. Well, guess what? The tribe ain't the same no more.
That's correct.
The tribe is not the same, nor is there a village.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a village. It's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose of us doing this. You know,
so
and I'm
those
glad
are some of the issues that you're going to be making in this summit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm glad to say that Pastor Brooks is here. Pastor,
yeah.
Councilman Brooks has made it into
yeah.
the studio.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, this is my partner in this, man. So,
yeah.
You know, good morning, Pastor Brooks.
Yeah, and I am the host.
So, that was part of my 10
yeah.
questions.
Yeah. I'd like to welcome you, City Councilman Brooks Slice, pastor of Zion Grove Missionary Baptist Church. And we have been talking about this summit that you're helping with or assisting Mr. Pat Clark in this summit. What is your take in terms of what you're seeing and what brought you on the table with this summit?
Well, first of all, just thanks for having us, and appreciate this opportunity to come and speak on the air about this issue. I think there's a number of problems that have to be attacked in a number of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
From the city's perspective and the mayor's perspective, the KC Nova, Aim for Peace, and those groups that are doing what they're doing, that's fine. But I think also we need communities involved, we need churches involved, we need families involved. It's going to take all of us to really make a difference in this issue. And so there's not one thing that's going to fix what's wrong.
That's
I think
right.
it's going to take a multiple approach, and this is just another approach. I'm working with a whole lot of other groups doing similar things and doing different things, again, to attack the issue. But it certainly is important for us to try to bring everybody together just to really have an honest conversation about what's going on.
That's great. I know that this is one of the platforms that you can make it aware, because he alluded to the fact that he wants everyone to come out
mm-hmm.
and be a part of this. What are you doing to really get this message out and make sure. And I know that you being on the radio is one of them. Mm-hmm. And so what is some of the other things? And I have a flyer right in front of me. Says Black on Black Crime Summit with a pistol and a rose. Mm-hmm. And ain't nobody killing us but us. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the Black on Black crime. So what are some of the other ways that you're getting this information out to the community?
Well, we sent flyers out to all of our members of the 5th District, certainly, and I'm sure we'll get it to the members of the 3rd District as well. So by emails, on Facebook, the radio has been a great avenue for advertising. I think it's one of the main ones that we've used because a lot of people listen to the radio. I've got a program on KPRS, KPRT, that comes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'll be making an announcement about that before my program comes on. And so we're definitely getting the word out. People know. I hope that people will take time out of the schedule. I know Fridays are busy for a lot of people, but this Friday evening it's going to be worth the time to come out and see what's going on.
I know somebody's listening to us, and they're really interested in being there. Where is this going to be held at?
It'd be at Southeast Fieldhouse. It's called the Interscholastic Fieldhouse now. It's not Southeast, but we know it as Southeast Fieldhouse. Where I think there was a lot of rivalries between high schools when we were growing up, and that's where a lot of rivalries were played out. But after the rivalry was over with, everybody was still alive. Okay. There were times, even when we were kids, again, there may have been a few fights that broke out. But when the fight was over, everybody was still living.
Yeah, and, that's great.
So that's what we got to get back to. We're always going to, everybody's never going to agree on everything. But solving our differences by shooting each other is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And so we've got to convince these young folks that there's a better way.
That's great. We're going to be taking a break in a minute because we got a short break. And when we come back, I wanted to ask Mr. Clark, apparently this must be a strategic area while you're holding the summit in this area. So we want you to talk about that when we get back.
Oh, my brother, George Fuller, he has been incarcerated since 1991. And basically, as far as the medical care is concerned, the DOC waited until 1996 to inform George that he had contracted hepatitis C.
You just heard Clara Fuller talking about the poor medical care her brother is receiving from the Missouri Department of Corrections. Clara was joined by others who have loved ones suffering behind bars, and our listeners were also able to call in with their questions and comments. If you value this type of programming and think it is important to have these discussions, call in now and show your support for Jaws of Justice Radio and KKFI. That's 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901 or go online to kkfi.org. O-R-G. Jaws of Justice Radio provides information and inspiration by bringing organizations and individuals in to talk about the resources available to those who are suffering from trauma, poverty, and homelessness, or struggling with addiction and recovery. Sometimes, we're even able to bring you the stories of our heroes, like former Royals Hall of Famer Willie Wilson, telling about his struggle with drugs.
For me, being in the spotlight and having them see me and having them see what I've gone through, I always felt like, I was trying to get away from the spotlight. Now I'm taking it in and I'm trying to help, and I feel so much better. I just know that alcohol, drugs, they don't discriminate. I mean, that's the only thing I really know that doesn't. So it can be man, woman, it'll get you, so... I'm just happy to be able to spread the word.
Call in now to show your support at 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org.
Remember that you're in tune to KKFI 90.1. I'm your host, Melvin Merritt. In the studio with me this morning is Mr. Pat Clark. He is the architect of Black on Black Crime, and that's the Black on Black Crime Summit. Also with us in the studio is City Councilman Mr. Michael Brooks. He's the City Councilman of the 5th District, and also Slice, Pastor of Zion Grove Missionary Baptist Church. And we left off with the question of why that they picked this summit to this particular area to hold this summit. And I've asked, I'm addressing this to Mr. Pat Clark.
Well, we picked this area because, as the pastor councilman said before the break, back in the day, you know, that was the place, man. You know, your school rivalries, Purcell and Central, Lincoln and Southeast, you know, that place was packed back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this era that we have now, these kids don't have school pride. You know, they just, you know, they'll claim a block that they renting before they'll claim, you know, the school that they go to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what we wanted to do was pack the field house again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not just not Friday night. Saturday, we have a basketball camp that morning. We have our annual, fourth annual Legends basketball game, where you've got guys from yesteryear coming out playing against Missouri and Kansas All-Stars. Me and Pastor Brooks as well will be playing against each other. He's on the North team. I'm on the South team. So, you know, and we beat them last year. So,
is that right? You want to make sure you mention that.
Yeah. And then, you know, and I want to say this. This is a whole weekend. Friday night is the summit. Saturday is the camp and basketball game. And Sunday, the finale, 3 o'clock p.m., we're doing a citywide prayer vigil. Citywide prayer vigil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want everybody there because we all need prayer. You know, I'm not taking this from anybody that don't believe, but all the believers mm-hmm. need to believe that we're trying to get this done.
That's right.
And that's why that's why things are happening like it's happening, because we don't believe.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You know, I mentioned earlier a lot of this stuff has a lot to do with the families and the lack of fatherhood. And some other things that you mentioned, jobs and other things. But I commend you guys by replacing that, because we can have summit after summit, but we never replace it with anything. And I commend you for having basketball games for young people and a place for them to come, and then to bring them back to where it used to be in terms of all the kids gathering there, and now you're bringing them back in a positive way, and I think that's great. And now, is this particular place have been gang violence or fighting and that kind of a thing? And is that why you bringing that, you know, this summit to that? That's the point I want to bring out.
Well, that was the discussion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was the pastor's idea, you know, to have it there, you know, and I couldn't do nothing but agree, because, like I said, it's my partner,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what better place to do this? And we've had gang violence there, the 50s against the 30s, you know. I can't even understand it,
mm-hmm.
you know. If you're on Section 8, your 50s end up in your 30s,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like I said, you know, you have all those, and I've said this before, you claim in your 50s, your 30s, but, you know, you end up.
Well, what do you mean when you're saying that the 50s and the 30s? Explain it to some of our audience that don't know exactly
the kids that live in the 50s area claim the 50s, and the kids that live in the 30s claim the 30s, and then you got the 12 streets, and you got the vineyards, you got all these different places.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, if you don't own a home, you go where your parents go,
mm-hmm.
or go where you have to go, and you end up moving from the 30s into the 50s because that's the only place you can afford.
I see.
So who are you now? 30, 50? Whatever. 50, 30? You know,
yeah.
You know, and I want the pastor to hit that, because, you know, as a council member and a pastor, he's dealing with that as much as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of these church members that are falling to death, he has to bury them.
Yeah, it certainly is a major issue, and a lot of the homicides have happened in that area. The 64130 zip code is still one of the major areas where a lot of the violence happens. A couple of months ago, just right behind my church, we won the latest murders, and we ended up having to serve that family and do the funeral service for that for that young man. I've done one too many funeral services for kids 21 years and younger.
This is happening all over the country.
Yeah, and it's not relegated just to Kansas City, but it's something, again, if we don't come together as a community to try to address it, it's not just going to go away.
Yeah.
And I think the other issue is our children, these young people, need to have people in their life that they know care about them.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't think anybody cares and you stop caring, then you'll do what just about anything and think you're doing the right thing because you just not guided in the right direction. And so a lot of them are just on their own, doing their own thing and doing what they think is best.
Yeah, I think the community, speaking about the black community, has become very numb to a lot of this.
Oh, no doubt.
And
yeah,
they're getting to the point where it's just the norm.
Yeah, and I think, you know, churches have to step up, community leaders have to step up, neighborhood associations have to step up, and I'm saying even the city needs to step up. We need to provide more opportunities for young people. We need to provide more jobs for these young men that are, one, that are getting out of jail with no other option. And we don't give them another option to straighten their lives out. If they can't find a job, they can't get any training, what do you think they're going to do? And that's not an excuse, but the reality is economically we're just not where we need to be.
So what are you doing to possibly out of this summit to direct young people in getting an education or maybe setting up something for them to start, you know, getting employment or training or that type of a thing, because we're leaving them without training, you know, and I've mentioned that, you know, we're having a lot of summits, meetings, and stuff like that, and we're just about meeting ourselves to death,
right.
You know, but we need to come up with some positive solutions to our problems.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot of them out there. Again, we just don't advertise. We don't market it very well. I think there's a lot of programs young people get involved. If, if it's educationally, there's all kind of job training programs. There's all kind of GED programs. That education piece, I think, is vitally important. We've got to keep pushing that if young people get education, they're a lot less likely to get involved in crimes and murders if they have a high school diploma. If you go to any penitentiary, any jail, anywhere around this country, you'll find out that about 80% of the people in there don't have a high school diploma.
Now, with any of the people that we're talking about in terms of being bringing some information as it relates to job, school, would they have tables or something set up in case a kid or a parent are interested in initiating and getting that son, you know, off the streets and directing them to somebody with an that can employ them, you know?
Okay.
We'll have vendors there.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have vendors there all weekend. We'll have vendors there. Even more so Saturday for the basketball game, we set up with vendors. There is a need for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a lot of kids out here that want to work, but can't find a job. And the reason that is because they don't know how to fill out an application.
Right. They don't know how to network.
Yeah. And that's part of the leaders mentoring program and some of these other full employment council is taking kids right now.
Yeah. They have a great program.
Yeah. There is jobs out here. They just not going out to get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when they go out to get them, it's too late.
You know, I have a thing that what I do, and I try to bring some information to empower the community. And I think that by having the full employment on the summit, or somebody that's representing the full employment and some of these other agencies at the summit, and I think that that would be a power pack type summit, you know, with that. With those agencies behind that and setting up tables and information, because like you just alluded to the fact that it's because they don't know how to network. So bring the table to them.
Right.
And I think that would probably, you know, be hard hitting. So I don't know.
We already have it in place.
Okay, that's what
I... Yes, sir.
Okay.
We already have it in place. Well, this summit has to... That first one has to be the most potent one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's
is this your
be
first
one?
One
that people, this is the first one that we're doing.
Okay.
You know, and,
which is good, which is excellent.
Back in the 70s, SAC 20
mm-hmm.
did Black on Black Crime Summit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and matter of fact, we will be saluting SAC 20 mm-hmm. that night as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I want to make sure that I let everybody know that there was a young man, a 10-year-old, that was shot at the gas station.
Right.
Cuvier Tyson Curry. We're doing a fundraiser softball tournament at on the 14th and 15th at some of our area parks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody's interested in registering or participating, they can go to www.buddha.
Spell that.
www.buddhatysoncurry.org to register.
And give us the number in case someone might be interested in contacting you.
816-977-3116.
Now, what is the final goal that you want to see come out of this summit? What is the thing that you're going to be looking for as some type of beginning of a solution?
Well, again, you know, and I'm sure the pastor, councilman, is going to agree with me, but we, you know, I want to see him do less violent
funerals. Yeah,
less violent funerals. And the bigger thing is, like I said, we're still getting killed by mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth is killing us even worse than the guns.
That's true. That's true.
You know, and so when we stop killing each other and start helping each other.
Right.
See, I was listening to some things this morning where in the 60s and early 70s, that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We knew who our neighbor was and we looked out for our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, like I said, this ain't about killing somebody else. I'm not saying go kill a Hispanic or Caucasian. I'm telling you, we need to stop the killing, period.
Period, human.
Period.
You know, it's three things that I had learned, and it's three people that actually is in a society, one that's doing something, the other one's sitting back watching you do it, and the third one is the worst one. They're the one that's talking about somebody that is doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That is that mouth that you were talking about. And they're telling you, using, misjudging your motives and all the other things. And that's the most dangerous mouth mm-hmm. in a community.
You say one thing, they go back and tell somebody else
somebody
something
completely
else.
Different.
But he said this.
Right.
And that is they say, what is it, Pastor? High blood pressure? Is the silent killer? No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It's that person that's talking to you all the time that's going back telling somebody else something you said or did.
So what date is this going to be on?
June 6th.
This Friday.
This Friday. The Black on Black. The game is June 7th, and the vigil is June 8th. All at the Southeast Fieldhouse, Meyer and Swope Parkway.
Swope Parkway and Myers Boulevard. And give us a number, possibly, of the city councilman's
office.
Sure,
if you want to reach my office, it's 816-513-6521. My aide is Tanya Titus, and she'll be more than happy to take any information or questions that you have, and I'll get back with you as soon as I possibly can.
Is this any other areas that you putting these flyers out so people can possibly get involved with this?
They're all over.
And actually,
the next couple of days, we're going back checking traps, making sure that everybody, you know, they're everywhere they need to be. You know, we've got another potential crime coming up. You know, from what I understand, I don't know if the pastor councilman knows about this yet, but I just received something this morning where they're trying to kill being able to feed people, you know, homeless people.
So they're trying to stop that is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I can't understand it. And from what I understand, it's coming from our third district representatives.
So what is the purpose and the reason for them stopping?
I don't know, but as hard as it is to reach either one of them, you know, we're going to make an attempt to try to find out, you know, You know, I mean, is this accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's two things. I know a little bit about it because I have to get educated on it as well. There's been some issues, and I guess some people raised some issue with some of the homeless camps. And there's a couple of agencies that actually go out and feed the homeless people. I think there's going to be a lot of backlash, in my opinion, because one, there's a service that's needed, and also it's certainly a lot of people that are benefiting from the feeding programs. And so what the alternative is going to look like is what I'm going to be concerned about.
So what are you going to do to possibly initiate to stop this from, is it an economic?
Well, again, I don't have enough information to speak on it. Intelligence, I think it's being introduced by another council person, Councilman Wagner, and I haven't seen the ordinance yet, though, so I really can't speak to what the details of it are. But if it's going to be coming up, it'll come up this week on this Wednesday in the committee meeting.
Okay.
So you see what I'm saying? You know, I didn't even know Wagner was involved.
Mm.
But, you know, again, you know, we want to get down to the root of it and cut this tree down before it starts to grow.
Absolutely.
You know, that is one of the worst crimes you could commit.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is not in a place where they can
help themselves.
That's
actually
right. Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
And the city has not gave me one dime for what and who we feed the last 4 years. So, you know, we need to get there and find out what's what.
So your organization is feeding as well?
Yes, sir. But
yeah. Go ahead. Answer the question.
Yeah, yeah. Pac-20's been doing food and clothing drives for the last 4 years, every Christmas Eve.
And where are you holding that at?
4435 Prospect at the Tycon Construction Building.
How many days out of the week
Just Christmas Eve.
Just Christmas Eve.
And we're able to feed 300-400 people.
That's great. And so you do this every Christmas?
Yes, Christmas Eve.
Okay, that's great. Is it anything else that you want to bring out while we're on air and about this summit that's very important? Go ahead, answer the question.
I want that to go.
Well, yeah, okay. I just want to make sure that everybody can and will just take our time to come out and be a part of it. I think it's really going to benefit our community, and you really will have some goals coming out that I think we can accomplish.
Okay, great. I just want to say thank you, City Councilman Michael Brooks and Mr. Pat Clark, for coming out being my guest on Jaws of Justice right here on KKFI 90.1.
And we do have someone we need to thank quite quickly. We would like to thank Gordon Risk and Barbara from Kansas City, Missouri, for their donation or pledge to the station. We also like to thank Teresa Simmons of Bates City. And Teresa says, I love community radio. There is a wide variety of programs to choose from, and they're all so diverse. I've been listening to Democracy Now! On my way to work each morning for many years. It's refreshing. It's a refreshing choice over mainstream media. I cannot imagine not having KKFI. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to thank Jeff Humsfeld and myself, Jessica Thomas, who are supporting our show.
One of the most important roles that we have as a citizen is to sit in judgment of our fellow citizens. Here on Jaws of Justice Radio, you learned from the Fully Informed Jury Association that you also have the right to sit in judgment of the law itself.
The judge usually informs the jury that he will interpret the law. They have to accept it as he gives it to them, and they are only to rule on the facts of the case. That is not at all what the purpose of a jury is. Juries originated not only to judge the facts of the case, but also to judge the justice or lack thereof of the law as it's applied in the case at hand. And jurors still today have this right to judge the law, even if they're instructed otherwise.
If this type of information is important to you, then please show your support for Jaws of Justice Radio and KKFI by calling now, 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901, or online at kkfi.org. Did you know that a 12-year-old child can be tried as an adult in Missouri? And that if tried as an adult, goes not to a juvenile prison, but to an adult facility? Listeners to Jaws of Justice Radio know that. And they found out that sometimes judges are not as truthful as those robes would have one think.
He said, I am a statistic that program does not work. I was the first judge in the state of Missouri to sentence a child to the dual jurisdiction program. That child left the state, went to Chicago, and shot somebody else. So I will never, ever sentence another child to the dual jurisdiction program. The dual jurisdiction program has a 93% success rate. The second thing I found out about a year and a half ago is the judge lied. They went back and tried to find that youth that the judge was talking about that went to Chicago and shot somebody else, and that child doesn't exist.
Tracy McClard also told us about her teenage son's suicide in an adult facility when he was denied access to the dual jurisdiction program for youthful offenders. If you want to know what you can do about situations like this, show your support now at 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901 or on our website at kkfi.org.
Ready? One, two, three.
We hope you enjoyed today's show and that we leave you with something to think about, something to talk to your neighbors about, and a reason to get involved. As always, the opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests of Jaws of Justice Radio, not of KKFI, the Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, its staff, or volunteers. You can find our calendar of events or a link to our show episode and podcast on the Jaws of Justice Radio Facebook page. If you have a show idea or want to help produce the show, email us at jawsofjusticeradio@yahoo.com. And you can always listen to us live on the KKFI website at www.kkfi.org or at 90.1 FM. My name is Lee Moore, and we thank our engineer, Mike Murphy, host of the Wednesday Morning Buzz. Please tune in for the rest of our 9 a.m. weekday lineup with Law and Disorder on Tuesday, Alternative Radio on Wednesday, Tell Somebody with Tom Clamor on Thursday, and Between the Lines at 9 a.m. followed by Bioneers at 9:30 a.m. on Fridays. Up next is Beautician's Blues with Luscious Lynn, and at noon, Arts Magazine with Michael Ho. Stick around for Jazz and Blues in the afternoon and Eco Radio KC at 6 p.m. Then round out your day with the spicy Latin sounds of Sabor Latino and Fiesta Musical. Make myself a better man.